Well, I want people to know about me is I'm sort of a wild and crazy guy, really spontaneous, really strange. I mean, but at the same time, I'm also sort of normal, down to earth. I mean, I live at home with my parents, although that shouldn't be a detraction against people. I do think that once you get to know me, I'm sort of a barrel ass to be around.
I like playing Magic the Gathering and hanging out and chilling.
I think it's really hot when girls fart.
Personally, I sort of have a weird nickname for myself, Ataru, who's based off this character in a Japanese animated series called Aruse Atsuda. You'll probably get to know more about anime if you end up meeting me. And he's sort of like this luckless loser, this weirdo who always gets all this bad stuff happen to him, and yet somehow or another has a couple good things too, like having this extremely cute alien girlfriend who she gets, even though she gets really peeved at him every time, he sort of flirts off with someone else.
You know, I like them all. Shapes and sizes, just not into whales. You know, keep it 115 and below, alright?
I think it's really hot when women dress up as wizards. You should date me because I'm on the Pro Tour, Magic the Gathering Pro Tour. I fly around places and duel for money.
I'm in search of a nice outgoing woman who would like me for who I am for, because I have sensitive feelings. Qualities in a lady I look for, features, that she dresses well, and she has a nice, very nice, attractive lady.
I am an engineering student from Ukraine. American women, very, very hot American woman, just very nice.
Looks are not that important to me, obviously. Like, if I look at a girl, I'm like, oh, woof. Like, it's not, like, that great of a thing, but it doesn't really matter that much. As long as she's, like, not, like, criminally unattractive or just atrocious in some awful way. Visually offensive, I think, is really the word.
I'm warm and sensitive. Tell me, have you ever really
ever loved a woman? I think it's really hot when girls put on striped jumpsuits and get shot out of a cannon. Tell me, have you ever really
ever loved a woman? I like to shave my toenails the way Eleanor Roosevelt shaved hers. Just tell me,
have you ever I'm sort of extremely shy.
I like girls who... It's a mixture between George Bush and Ronald Reagan. I'm really into wrinkles and older looking hair. So that's really my dream woman.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lols.
Eat that boom boom!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape
you. We're gonna take
you. Oh my god! Yeah, this brings Dimension with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great program for you as always. Every single episode of this podcast is what I like to call excellence in broadcasting. Don't let Rush Limbaugh tell you that he coined that term. Who are you going to believe? Honest Timmy Boo Henson or some fucking fat pill popper who went deaf thanks to his addiction? Why don't we start giving crackheads radio shows?
I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
I want to smoke and fuck you. You my dumb. You the dumb I want to do. Yeah, I want to eat your ass for the night. You what I want to eat for the night. You are the food I need for right now.
All right, calm down, crackhead. You know, I've been reading a lot of articles about the website Yahoo and the company trying to reinvent itself, trying to get back on its feet. You know, before Google was huge, Yahoo was king of web searches. And then they started to branch out. They own Flickr and a bunch of other properties that you've never heard of. One of the things that they're trying to do is they're trying to shut down parts of the website that don't make sense. And I, for the life of me, I can't figure out why Yahoo Answers is still around. Maybe it's very inexpensive to keep up. I don't know. But it's entirely useless. If you want information on something, you just Google it, WebMD it, whatever. You'll get 99% of the time, you'll get the information you're looking for. The problem with Yahoo Answers is you're asking other idiots, right? And they just want to provide any sort of answer because you get points for it. And people love to get points. What can you do with these points? Absolutely fucking nothing. They're meaningless. But, you know, you institute a point system and then all of a sudden people want to be number one. Here's a great example. This guy could have done a two-second search on WebMD, got the information he was looking for, and then moved on with his day. But instead, he chose the fuck-witted thing to do, and that is to get on Yahoo. All right, here's the question. It's a medical question. Under the infectious diseases category, how do I prevent vomiting during the stomach flu? First of all, you can't prevent vomiting during the stomach flu. That's what the flu is. You're either gonna shit or puke or both. All right, because it's getting all the shit out. All right, I'm extremely afraid of throwing up, and it seems like lately, everyone around me, these days, everyone around me has the stomach flu in this modern world. All right, so I figure I'm going to get it eventually. I don't mind throwing up once or twice, but over and over again is a problem. Yeah, that's why people don't want the flu, because you really can't control the puking. It's one of the real bitches about getting the flu. All right, whatever. So this guy's a moron. He says, are there any things to prevent me from puking uncontrollably for like 3 hours straight? Now, here is the best answer, as voted by other users of the service. This is the best answer. I know this may sound gross, but after you vomit the first time, do it in a bowl so you can make soup with it. After you make the soup, eat it no matter how bad you think it'll taste. And then in parentheses, it doesn't taste that bad. It's all in your mind. Your mind's playing tricks on you. Puke soup is actually delicious. And how do you prepare this soup? He doesn't really go into detail. You just make a soup with it. And then says, after you make the soup, eat it. Do you add anything to the soup? Do you heat it up? I'm very curious about this vomit stew. All right, it doesn't taste that bad. It's all in the mind. After that, I swear you'll feel 100% better in 20 minutes. The source is, I'm a doctor. Trust me, I'm a doctor. That was the highest voted answer. Now, other answers seem a little more reasonable. Vomiting is your body's way of getting out the offending organism causing the problem. Apart from taking deep, slow breaths and using a cool, wet washcloth to the face, there's not much else you can do. A virus has to run its course. Yes, but he doesn't mind vomiting once or twice. It's the constant vomiting that's a problem. Duh. All right, so there you go. Just more idiots on Yahoo Answers. This could have been a Distorted View listener. Still working on our campaign to sabotage Yahoo Answers. We need to kick that up a notch. That bit has laid dormant a little too long. Hey, someone emailed me and said, Tim, there's a couple new Kidz Bop albums out there that I know would infuriate you. Kidz Bop 22 and 23 have been released. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I feel like we've gone over this territory a bazillion times. How many times can I tell you my feelings on this? But there are some ridiculous songs on there. First of all, there is no children's album in the world that should feature Nicki fucking Minaj. As a matter of fact, if you're a parent, you should do everything in your power to shield your children from hearing or seeing that fucking train wreck. Here is Nicki Minaj's Starships as sung by a bunch of four-year-olds. Now, keep in mind, there's that one part of the song where it goes, I'm higher than a motherfucker, right? So I'm interested to see how the kids sing that. No, that's not the right words. And isn't that about sex? Like, we're going to do it one more time. Every song that Nicki Minaj sings has to do with sex, I'm guessing. But, so there you go. That's Starships. There's another one. What's that Maroon 5 song? Oh, Payphone. Yes. Even the sun sets in paradise. I'm at a payphone. Oh. Trying to call home all of my changes. songs feature explicit lyrics, right? There's some swear words in payphone. Where are the ties gone? Maybe it's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? If happy ever after did exist, I would still be holding you like this. Yeah. All those fairy tales are full of it. Full of shit. This is the correct lyrics. One more stupid all these fucking love songs. Oh, it's just so annoying. Don't even bother turning these. Why do you want kids singing this shit? You know what I mean? Oh, God. Oh, it just drives me up the fucking wall. I can't stand Kidz Bop. I want them to stop. Who's buying this stuff for their children? It seems so pointless in so many ways. This is exactly why I can't talk about Kidz Bop. Because I say the same thing over and over. I get worked up. And, you know, if the kid heard Starships on the radio, right, and he's like, Mom, I want this song, the damage is already done. You know, the kid is loving this Nicki Minaj song, so why would you then, you know, buy a version of the song where kids sing it and change the words around and stuff? It doesn't make sense to me. All right, so there you go. Some new Kidz Bop. That was Kidz Bop 22. Kidz Bop 23 features Gangnam Style. Whatever. And then there's this song, Want You Back, which is all about wanting your lover back, which is, you know, something 5-year-olds know all about. You like this. Boy, you can say anything you wanna. I don't care at all. No one else can have ya. Want you back. I want you back. Want you. Enough. Let me just share with you the real reason we're all here today. I have found an interesting character on the X-Tube. This guy is giving himself a piss enema. That's right. He's filling his asshole with his own piss. Here we go indeed.
Texas, I give you piss.
Okay.
He's pouring in here, dude, huh?
He's pouring his piss into the enema bag.
Took me a while to get this much piss together, dude. It did. Mm-hmm. I know. Here we go.
Yeah, it took several. This is not just one piss. It's like a week's worth of piss.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking whore. God damn it.
He's pouring the pee into the bag that is going to be, you know, dripping into his ass or whatever. Being, you know, poured into his ass. And he's spilling it all over the place. So that's why he's cursing.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking whore. God damn it. Fuck. You mop up off my fucking wooden floor and all this piss that's gonna be there, dude. I hate to do it, but if you don't, it'll fucking stain it and do nasty things to it. Oh, okay. Here we go, dude. Oh, piss in my ass. Okay. There we go. That's 32 ounces right there, dude, huh?
32 ounces of piss going right up his asshole.
Oh, let me shut that fucker off right there. Here we go. Put it in my ass. Can you see it? There we go.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I should tell you, this guy's asshole,
oh, yeah.
Is wrecked. It looks really bad.
Yeah, it's pumping my ass when we speak, dude.
He not only, you know, gives himself enemas, but he shoves big things up his asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed.
You can see it. Moving down. Look how it's moving down. The fucking line.
Yeah, all of that piss is going in his ass.
Oh, I can feel the warmth of that piss now, dude.
How can that piss be warm? He said he had to gather the piss from a bunch of, you know, urination sessions.
Oh, look how it's moved out. It's all right down to here now. Oh, yeah. I'm filling my ass full of piss, dude.
Yeah, his ass looks quite full.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what's great is this is not his only fetish. I've got some other videos that'll blow your mind.
Zooming in on my asshole. Oh yeah. It's dripping out my ass now, dude.
Oh god.
Oh yeah. Oh, I got a full fucking load of hot fucking piss in my ass. Warm too. I kept it warm on the stove.
Oh.
Just for this.
Oh, that's a secret. He kept his piss cooking. Boiling, if you will, in a pot.
So I laid it out at the bottom now. See that? See how low it is now?
Yeah, he pretty much...
Almost empty.
Yeah, he pretty much took all of the piss that he poured into the enema thing.
Yeah. Put all that piss in my ass.
All in his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull it out now.
Uh-oh. Gonna come pouring out.
All right, guys, I'm gonna squirt it out my asshole. Zoom in and let me see it really
yes,
well.
Yes, please zoom in. Right in that wrecked cunt, man cunt of yours. Here we go. Oh, there he goes. He's farting and pissing.
I like that, huh? Look at it spraying out my fucking nice hole. Yeah.
This guy's username is like, stretch it some more, stretch it bigger. He's all about... He's all about the ass play. As a matter of fact, there was a video also, the same guy, he's fucking himself with a cucumber. How does that sound? Yeah, that's what it sounds like when he's fucking himself with... a piece of vegetables. Every video of his is great. Even one with, like, shitty audio because he's, like, playing porn really loud in the background. See? Right? He's jerking off, and all you hear really is this porn at first, right? But then you hear him. Then he overpowers the porn. Well, there he is. Kind of nice together, don't they? It works well. And finally, my favorite piece of porn from this guy. Here he is fucking himself with a very special dildo.
Look at this cunt, dude. An oval fucking shaped cunt. I'm going to put a fucking knot up. Look at this thing. It's a dog knot.
Oh.
This is what I like to do. I like to put dog knots up my ass.
Yeah, it's like a dog dildo. And I don't know where he purchased a dog-shaped dildo, but it looks like a dog penis. And, you know, dogs have the knot at the base.
Also like to get dogs to fuck me in the ass.
Okay, well, that's a bit of a revelation.
Also like to get dogs to fuck me in the ass.
It's not just the dildo that excites him. The actual dog penis is better.
Also like to get dogs to fuck me in the ass.
Okay.
Oh, what's this? Oh yeah.
Sounds like he's, like, tasering himself. The audio, unfortunately... Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. Yeah, the audio on his videos aren't that great. But it's worth it still to listen to this guy.
Look at that big hole. Oh. Look at my cunt. See, like nuts? Like nuts up my ass. Look at that. Look at that.
What else does he have to say?
Look at that hole, dude. That's a cunt. Look at that cunt.
That is a cunt.
I know you like seeing the cunt like that, don't you? That's a big cunt, dude.
Yes.
Big old juicy cunt.
Oh. Juicy.
Take a knot.
I think the audio clears up in a second. There we go. There we go. Nice. Beautiful. Crystal clear. Just what we want.
Like it and not up your ass, don't you, dig?
Is that it, sir? Is that all you have to say? No. Maybe a little more.
What a cunt I have. I need some poppers, I guess.
It's a magnificent cunt, sir.
Get some poppers up this goddamn cunt.
Cunt. Wrecked cunt. What is he doing? He's smoking. A little crystal meth.
Oh my god. Oh, they knocked some ass now, baby doll. Look at that. Look at that hole. Look at
it. Oh.
I kind of not stuck up my ass. Look at that. I'm not stuck up my. Look at that big hole. Look at that nasty cunt I got. Yeah. That's a nasty cunt.
It is pretty nasty.
Look at my nasty cunt. I'm gonna fuck it. Oh yeah. Y'all like that, don't you? Like, oh. Oh.
Oh, I have to listen to every second of this.
Look at that.
Sorry.
Look at that, not my ass. I take dog cocks at my ass, too. Look at that. Look at that big hole.
You guys play the game where you try to guess which sound clip I'm going to play at the end of the show when I say our voicemail line is 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Oh God. And then I play a sound clip from the show. You pretty much know what it's going to be today.
I take dog cocks up my ass. Dude.
Yeah, I take dog cocks up my ass.
I take dog cocks up my ass, dude. Look at that. Look at that big hole. You love it.
That's not something to be proud of. Like, he really has stretched out his hole beyond the limits.
You love it, don't you? You love seeing my big hole. Watch this. Oh.
All right.
Look at that. Look at my hole. Look at my hole.
Wow.
That's a hole. Look at my cunt. Look at my man cunt.
Oh. I hate that term. That and boy pussy. I hate both of those things. All right, is that it now? Are we done?
That's a big cunt, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very big cunt. Feel very proud, sir. You're a massive cunt. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a clip here from a Japanese anime cartoon. This cartoon happened to feature an American character. And this is what, I guess, Japanese people think all Americans sound like. Take a listen.
Hey, fucking cowboy, fucking cowgirl, how the fuck are you doing? So tell me, are you kids on your fucking way home from school or something like that? Fuck, why don't you two buy a fucking hot dog from me, Mr. Kohei? Come on, baby, don't be cruel, you fucking cowboy. Tell you what, I'll give you the King Special with a ton of fucking ketchup and fucking mustard to go with those fucking hot dogs and sell you the pair of them for 500 fucking yen. How do you like those bargains, baby? Oh, fuck you very much. Hey, are you lonesome tonight, you fucking cheer fucking girls? Fucking hot dogs for sale. Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God. The cheerleaders popped up. He was dressed like Elvis. I think he was supposed to be like an Elvis impersonator or something. Just insanity. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, it is Distorted View's member site. I strongly urge you to consider signing up. It really does help ensure that this program continues on for a long time, because this is how I make my money. This is how I make my living. Full access to the entire archive of programs when you sign up. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Yesterday we did an extended show. Tomorrow we've got an exclusive program. I'm going to be doing a late-night Distorted View show on Ustream, and it's going to be exclusively available afterwards to Sideshow members. I don't know how long it's going to be. It might be an hour long. It could be 5 or 6 hours long, depending on how many donations I get. Oh, by the way, if you guys want me to discuss anything, a lot of people have asked me to do an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. So I know you guys have questions for me. I'm willing to discuss whatever. If you ever wanted me to cover a topic, now's your chance. Just email me, show at distortedview.com, and I'll get to it on the live show, whether it be something personal or just, you know, if you ever wanted to hear me talk about Tiny Toon Adventures. I don't know why you'd want me to talk about Tiny Toon Adventures. Maybe it's your favorite television show, but I'll talk about whatever. Doesn't matter. Again, SuperFreakSideShow.com is our member site. Sign up right now. Okay. Three quick stories, and we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I don't think I've ever read a story that originated from Vogue magazine, but today I'm going to break that amazing streak. Mark your calendars. The day that'll go down in infamy. Wrangler. Of all fucking companies. I never thought Vogue would talk about Wrangler jeans. They don't. That doesn't seem high fashion to me. You know, when I think of jeans, the gold standard is Levi's, right? And then you've got all your, like, designer jeans, like, more expensive jeans, like $80, $90, $100 jeans. I like my Levi's. I like my Levi's 514s. See, this is the type of interesting conversation we could be having on the live show. I'll tell you exactly what type of jeans I'm wearing. No, I hate these fucking skinny jeans. I can't fit my ass in the skinny jeans. But I hate that hipster look. However, I don't like the baggy legs that normal jeans tend to give me. So I found something called the slim jeans. Now, I discussed this several years ago, and I got a bunch of emails from people saying, oh my God, Tim, these jeans are amazing. Thank you for turning them on to me. I think Rob from Cleveland, or maybe Get 'em Steve Dave or something, emailed me. The 514s, you got to look into them. They're life-changing. Whatever. But Wranglers are like, you get those at like Kmart and shit, right? Wrangler, though, will launch the first pair of moisturizing jeans. The pioneering skinny fit style incorporates high-performance skincare ingredients to protect your legs from dehydrating effects of the denim. Is that a real thing, or is this fucking bullshit? Does denim dehydrate you? That doesn't make any sense. I've never once heard that before. The denim spa jeans come in three finishes. Shellacked, aloe vera, olive extract, and smooth legs. This has got to be for the ladies, right? Which aims to prevent cellulite. Hydrating properties include of natural oils in butter, such as apricot kernel oil, passion fruit, rosehip oil, shea butter. I'm guessing this would be good for fat chicks. Got all that, you know, fucking butter on your jeans. It'll help, you know, help fit them over your fat fucking legs and ass. You know what I mean? It's not a bad idea. All right, they definitely feel cooler than regular jeans, said Lizzie Jagger in a film to promote the style. After a day wearing them, my legs feel great. Okay, you're a paid spokes bitch, so, you know, take that with a grain of fucking salt. All right, they come out feeling more silky than usual. The Denim Spa jeans launch on January 28th. They're 85 pounds, which is like what? I think that's like $130, $40? That's a lot for a pair of Wranglers. The effects of the ingredients last up to 15 days, but a reload spray will also be available, meaning that the formula lasts between 67 and 95 wears. So there you go. Lots of exciting developments in jean technology. Why wasn't this shown off at CES? Maybe Wrangler was there, and they were just snubbed by the media. Bad Engadget. Bad Verge. Bad Gizmodo. You really dropped the ball on that one. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from New York. After initial reports that a man had been struck and killed by a train after a confrontation on a platform in Manhattan on Tuesday, the police said that, in fact, here comes the truth. It's not nearly as interesting. Actually, it kind of is. In fact, the man had been killed and another injured in separate episodes near the same station. The man who was killed had been on a train defecating between two cars. Ta-da! So he really had to go. He stepped in between the two cars. Maybe 1 foot was in each car. He squatted down, and he was trying to shit between the cars, you see. The man who was killed had been defecating between two cars when he fell on the tracks and was struck by the train, said Paul J. Brown. Shit expert of the police department. He's actually just the chief spokesman over there. In an unrelated episode, Mr. Brown said, a bloodied man with a broken pelvis emerged from the tracks. He was trying to piss, and a train came by and just took off his dick. A man with a broken pelvis emerged from the tracks just before the fatal accident. Mr. Brown said the man told investigators that he didn't know what had happened to him. The fire department said the man was in serious but stable condition. The names of those involved were not immediately released. Earlier on Tuesday, the police said that two men had been involved in a fight on the platform that resulted in both tumbling to the tracks. Mr. Brown said Tuesday evening that that's how I want people to think it all went down. I got into a fight with someone, and I punched the bastard so hard he fell off the tracks, and then I lost my balance and I got hurt. Not that I was trying to take a crap on the subway train. All right, final story we have for you today, freaks. As a teenager growing up in Las Vegas, which has got to be an incredibly depressing fate, Tanya Angus strutted along fashion runways. She was 5'8" tall. But at the time of her death on Monday, the 34-year-old stood 7'2" and weighed 400 pounds. She was a victim of a rare disorder called acromegaly. I don't think I got that right at all. Acromegaly or something that wouldn't let her stop growing. In children, the condition is known as gigantism. See, I could pronounce that. Mom, I don't know why I got it, Karen Strutsinski recalled her daughter saying, but I guess God decided that I could handle it. He was wrong. Handle it she did, though, by appearing on television specials and in the news, talking about the condition that left her face misshapen and gave her chronic growing pains. Show me that smile again. Tanya, please, don't waste another minute on that crying. We're nowhere near the end, Tanya. Well, I'm sorry, you were kind of near the end. You died. Show me that smile again.
Oh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. The best is ready to begin.
To begin, yeah.
As long as we got each other. What happened to my music? All right, let's finish up with this stupid story. What happened with this gigantic freak? Apparently, her condition was a result of the release of too much growth hormone caused by a non-cancerous tumor on her pituitary gland. The disorder affected just about everything for Angus. She couldn't pull even the largest of shirts over her head because she couldn't fit it through the collar. Holy shit. She needed specially made shoes, and jewelers stretched her rings to size 20. Quote, there's nothing made for giants, her mother explained. Some people judged her daughter, believing she used a wheelchair because she lacked the discipline to keep her weight down. What they didn't know is that she ate one meal a day and her medications caused her face to swell. So suck on that, haters. People were very cruel until she went to the media. After television appearances, Angus became an advocate for those with the disease. What, like tens of people worldwide have this fucking thing? She saw her mission as as helping others get diagnosed before it was too late and the disease got out of control. An autopsy is pending, but the mother says it appears Angus died after catching a cold and developing a tear in her heart. Her mom plans to keep up Angus's website. We can't let it end. It's just too important. We can't just let it die with Tanya. So there you go. Very sad day for circus freaks. I'm sorry. No, this woman was very sweet with a heart of gold. Unfortunately, that gold heart was fake because gold can't tear. Everything about this woman is a sham. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I do know, however, that is your news. For Wednesday, January 16th, 2013, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see how awful you all are today.
Hey, Tim, Freeside fucking listener here.
I already hate you.
I got this $25 prepaid MasterCard and
no.
I'd like to
no.
use it
no.
to sign up for the sideshow.
Well, get another fucking, however much would equal $66.99 and then you can sign up.
How would I go about doing this? AIDS, and if you could respond on the free side.
I don't know. Try to sign up for PayPal with it. I'm sorry I'm so angry at someone trying to give me money, but, it ain't my problem. to figure out how to get that prepaid Visa card into something. To sign up for a PayPal address, you need a credit card, right? Is that how it works? I don't even remember. It's been so long. I got my PayPal address back in like 1999 or something. Just get with the program, people.
Hey, Timothy.
Not that big of a deal, signing up for a stupid PayPal thing.
Hey, Timothy, Ian from PA again. And you were talking about how you found your mom's feminine wash in the closet.
Oh, did I mention that?
I was wondering what flavor and scent it was. Was it Tutti Frutti or something else?
Oh, the douche? Listen, I didn't smell it. It was like a generic brand, like the store brand. It wasn't even like, I don't know, who makes feminine wash? Massingale or something? But no, it was just the store brand, like a generic version.
Hey.
Like a white bottle, just black text. My mom's on the cheap. She's on
hey,
a fixed
Tim,
income. She's an elderly woman.
Special member Wilson here. And I was listening to the December 13th show, and you played a clip of some lady who stopped wiping her ass with paper and started using soap and water, and she made it on TV because of it. And I just wanted to point out that that's a uniquely American phenomenon. There are entire cultures who don't wipe their ass with paper.
That's true. Middle Eastern people, I think, use their hands to wipe, some Middle Eastern people. So be very careful if you ever shake their hands.
Hi, Tim. This is the black pussy from Minnesota. No, that's not true. Schmitty called and wanted us freaks to admit to our sins, our aliases. And I am, this spiral ham fucker is also the black pussy from Minnesota.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard the black pussy from Minnesota. Have you called in before as him?
I don't, like...
Oh, okay, all right, enough.
Hey, Timmy Boo, loyal fan Clash of Demon Head here. I've discovered this movie that would be perfect for Shitty Night at the Movies.
Oh.
And it's called Ferocious Female Freedom Fighters. Back in the 80s, an American director found this Indonesian fighting movie and bought the rights to it. And, you know, it's in the public domain now.
Oh.
But the basics behind it is that he understood absolutely no part of the plot. So he dumped it over with what he thought was going on. So
he wasn't trying to be funny, but he was just going by what he was watching, trying to figure out what was going on and dubbed it that way.
The backstory is basically that this kid has his sister who's fighting. And every time he gets really, really excited, his semen rushes to his brain because they've had to redirect it. And it's just a really awful, awful dubbed movie.
I'll
but
have to
it's
look
one of
into
those
that.
Things you'll never find anything like. So it might be a good idea to watch it.
Okay.
All right, Timmy Boo. Take a look at it. You may enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. This was a good one because he mentioned it's in the public domain. I'll have to, you know, verify that. But, you know, that might be a good one. Yes, caller.
Tim, it's the Rat Girl.
I'm Rat Girl.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
I have two things. Saturday is my birthday, so,
oh,
you know, play come fart for me.
Oh, well, I hope that you'll probably be out partying. But if not, I will wish you a happy birthday live on the program.
And
at
also,
night.
I have a new game that I play. I wave at all niggers. It's fun. Not black people, because black people don't care. But it's the strays that are walking down the street.
The strays. So you wave at them, and what do they do?
And yes, I'm using the N-word.
Well, good
Those
for you.
Are the ones I wave at. Just to let them
Let's know. Take that word back from black people.
No, I'm friendly to all species.
Oh, my God. Okay, enough. And finally today, freaks.
That's a good time. So I don't remember dipshit.
Hi, dipshit.
I'm reading some news stories, some articles, and I've come across this ridiculous fucking story. It comes from Korea, I think, or let me see. I don't know. I lost it. Anyway, these people believe they found, they came across a cave where they say a unicorn resides. Or used
yeah,
to live in.
I already.
I don't know.
We already talked about that. The fucking Koreans, they're nuts. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
I kick dog hockey,
of course. Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you're not Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now because tomorrow's program is an exclusive one. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
What is your greatest wish?
Dry sheets in the morning.
I wish I had my innocence back.
I wish the screaming would stop.
I just want to punch God in the face.
I want to crawl inside your head and eat my way out.
I wish the screaming would start.
I have all the boogers I need.
What did Hitler say? Oh, nothing? Okay, nothing.
I won't burn a dead. Turn back into my daddy, Bernie.